With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Rising electricity and water bills are drawing new criticism from the opposition, which say Caymanian families are already under intense cost of living pressure.
Just when families and small businesses are struggling to keep up with the compounding expenses like higher water bills, rising fuel, increased healthcare costs, sky-high rents, and escalating grocery bills, we are now hit with another blow, an increase in the electricity rates from CUC.
In an online message, Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Kenneth Bryan, says the public deserves to know what government is actively doing to step in and advocate on their behalf when major rate increases hit during a cost of living crisis.
Leadership isn't just about acknowledging that inflation is rising. It's about taking proactive steps to cushion the blow for the people that you serve.
Mr. Bryan says Caymanians deserve clear answers, transparent communication, and immediate action to ease the burden of rising utility and living costs. Through the Second Chances program, Caymanians with a prior conviction who have served their sentence are invited to register with work for employment opportunities within government. An MPs and Finance Committee recently approved a $500,000 boost for the program's 2026 budget. Deputy Governor, the Honorable Gloria McField Nixon, told MPs and Finance Committee 22 Caymanians have been through the program, with government currently employing six. She added that all but four have gone on to open-ended contracts within the civil service.
Remaining crime-free is a requirement for continued employment. Of the four persons that left, none left through criminal convictions, but they were for other reasons that are applicable across all of our workforce, so performance or behavior, not able to continue. That was three individuals within the program.
The deputy governor told lawmakers the additional funding will accommodate up to 10 extra people in the program.
We offer those individuals an opportunity to reenter society, to contribute again in a meaningful way, providing for themselves and their families. And many of them have said that this has made all the difference, not only in their lives, but on the family members that are around them as well.
This brings the full 2026 Second Chances budget to $650,000. The Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability says lessons learned at a recent UK Overseas Territories public health conference will help shape future health policies in the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks.
Held in London, the conference brought together public health experts to exchange ideas and discuss growing public health challenges. Delegates examined a range of issues, including health protection, emergency preparedness, prevention strategies, and community resilience. Discussions also focused on reducing health inequalities and strengthening engagement with local communities. The delegation also participated in site visits, highlighting successful community health initiatives, including programs focused on racial health equity, heart health, and collaborative healthcare delivery. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And starting Monday, kids traveling without their parents to and from the Cayman Islands will face a new requirement at the border. CIGTV's Naya Roberts reports.
The Cayman Islands Custom and Border Control Service has introduced the Assisted Traveler Consent Form, a new measure aimed at protecting minors and strengthening border security. The form will be required for children traveling alone or with an adult who is not their parent or legal guardian. Officials say the measure will help officers verify travel arrangements and confirm proper consent before allowing entry. Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, says the step is part of a broader effort to prevent human trafficking and child exploitation. Parents and guardians are urged to complete the form and gather supporting documents before their trip to avoid delays.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawowiecka. Research by the BBC has established that foreigners from more than 40 countries are now known to have died fighting for Russia in Ukraine. The BBC Russian service maintains a list of named service personnel who've been killed, which shows that at least 3,500 foreigners have died fighting for Russia. The International Energy Agency says that the escalation in the conflict between the US and Iran has cast a shadow over the outlook for global oil markets. The IEA had forecast that the agreement between Washington and Tehran last month to end their conflict and fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz would lead to a significant rise in oil supply. At least 11 people have died in a wildfire in the Almeria region of southern Spain. Several victims were found in their cars. Hundreds of emergency responders are working to contain the blaze. BBC News.